Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them, from the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. Welcome to The Photo Detective, where we cover historical image analysis, genealogy, and how to work with your family photo collection. You gave me a great holiday present this year. 100,000 downloads plus on my podcast. And that's really amazing. I can't believe it, but it proves something. A lot of people are interested in their family photographs and in photo history in general. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to The Photo Detective on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or maybe even Amazon Music. It's great. I'm already really working very hard on next year's podcast. I have some great guests. I've already interviewed them. And we got some fabulous topics. There's so many new books and things coming out that I just feel everyone needs to know about. But I wanted to say thank you and to introduce a new piece of the podcast, which is Ask Maureen. So the original podcast, The Photo Detective, was called Ask Maureen, and it debuted way back when in 2009, if you can believe it. And we did that for a while. And then I had to stop. I had a vocal issue and had to stop for a really long time. So I brought back the podcast. The first couple of episodes were Ask Maureen as well. And then I went to strictly The Photo Detective as a branding thing. Might as well have it all the same. But the last week of every month is sort of an off week for me. I've been trying to think of what I could do with that last week. And there's so many questions that people have for me on a regular basis that an occasional thing will be a special episode of The Photo Detective podcast called Ask Maureen. If you have a question that you would like answered about photographs, then please email me at photodetective@maureentaylor.com, or you know where to find me. I am everywhere on social media now, even TikTok, which is actually pretty fun, as The Photo Detective, and I look forward to hearing from you. And so let's just jump in and I'll show you some of the things I've been working on. Somebody on Facebook asked me, what is a PK wash skirt? Interesting question, right? Well, I sort of thought about what it was. She had researched it. I researched it and came up with a PK wash skirt. And that's P period K period is how it's advertised. It was from the 1920s. And the saying that goes along with the skirts are, tub 'em, rub 'em, and scrub 'em. These were washable skirts. They were sold in places like the Sears catalog and other catalogs. PK, however, if you pronounce it right, which is P-I-Q-U-E, I believe, that is a type of fabric, a cotton fabric that is also washable. So that's a window into the type of questions that I answer for people all the time. Another question that someone had just recently is, I tell people to scan their images as 1200 DPI as a TIFF file. And someone came to me and said, I did that, but now the programs that I use won't read that large of a file format. So she said that she's using Microsoft Paint. And so I went online and discovered some directions on how to resize an image. Click on the image file in the File Explorer. Click Open with Paint. Select the main menu item. Change the horizontal and vertical percentages. And then save it as a resized image. Now on a Mac, you can open that image and right in preview, resize the image as well. So the 1200 DPI is a large file. And if you're going to scan everything at 1200 DPI, you need a portable hard drive. But you can definitely resize them for other uses, because if you're going to use them online, they should only be about 72 DPI. Now, one of my clients came to me with an amazing image. I looked at it and I said, I think that this is Spanish-American War. There are all these soldiers and guns. So I reached out to Michael Strauss, who is a military specialist, and he has just finished a new book on the Spanish-American War. It's a little unusual in that it is a woman in the middle, and I'm hoping that someone else that watches this has a similar image. Sometimes you see these from World War I or the Spanish-American War even, where it's a soldier in the middle, but this is an older woman. Is she wearing older clothing? Spanish-American War was 1898-99. We're still looking at my client's family tree to see if we can match this up. It's a bit of a mystery. So Michael agreed with me that it is an amazing piece of ephemera and unique. So I'm hoping, again, someone out there has a similar image. And he agreed that it might be the Spanish-American War or possibly just before the Philippine insurrection. The artillery piece is particularly interesting to him, and the shells look familiar to Civil War era, but they look more like the ordnance used during the Spanish-American War. So just like me, we have to take apart the entire image, both the background and look at the image of the woman as well. There was a warship in the image. The iconography of these wars is pretty amazing. And so you can find details often in the background of images from Spanish-American War. For Michael Strauss, it immediately made him think about the Asiatic fleet outside of Manila, the Philippines, and the beginning of the war in 1898. It's an iconic backdrop to this picture. The star would represent that a family had at least one person currently serving in the military. Now, my client did have someone in World War I, but it doesn't match up to be his mother. So we're still looking at that. And these, as he says, the stars were not to be confused with the silver star, which is wounded soldiers, or the gold star, which is deceased soldiers. So, I mean, we have a timeline for the image. And we know that there was a person in the family who served in the Spanish-American War. I have reached out to my client to say, let's cast a broader net and see if they have anyone else who might have served in the Spanish-American War so we can identify this woman. Maybe this got passed on to somebody else in the family. But anyway, you can see the variety of questions that you can ask me for my Ask Maureen segment. And again, just a quick drop in to say we're going to do this new thing on the podcast. It's occasional. It's completely based on whether or not I get questions from everyone. So bring them on. I'm ready. Doesn't matter what the question is. What else? Oh, thank you again for making my year. It has been a difficult one for all of us, but 100,000 downloads. Thank you for listening. You're really, really special. I love all your photographs, and let's look forward to maybe a better 2021. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review. And if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos.
You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.